I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that 15 million Americans have undiagnosed thyroid problems. Dr. Marc-André Cornier is here to talk about the thyroid gland and also thyroid disease. Dr. Cornier is a professor of medicine and he's director of the Division of Endocrinology, Diabetes, and Metabolic Diseases at MUSC. Dr. Cornier, tell us about the thyroid gland.
The thyroid is a very important gland. It's in your neck. It's shaped like a butterfly. It has a left side or lobe and a right side or lobe, and it's connected across the middle. It makes thyroid hormone, and thyroid hormone then circulates all through your body to have effects. For example, it controls your metabolism. It controls things like heart function, neurologic function, cognitive function. It's important in reproductive health, in weight regulation, temperature regulation, and many other areas as well.
What are the main thyroid diseases that sometimes develop?
Thyroid diseases are divided into two main groups. There are disorders of thyroid function, such as hypothyroidism or underactive thyroid, or hyperthyroidism, which is overactive thyroid. We also see diseases of thyroid growths, such as thyroid nodules or thyroid cancer.
Who's at risk for some of these thyroid diseases?
The diseases of thyroid function are frequently genetic. They're usually autoimmune diseases, and so often there's a family history either of thyroid disease or other autoimmune diseases. And these typically are seen in women more than in men, and often in younger people.
What are the signs or symptoms of an underactive thyroid?
Often, hypothyroidism is detected just on routine screening blood tests and is associated with no symptoms. But it can also be associated with symptoms such as weight gain, feeling cold and lethargic, having dry skin, having hair loss. For women, having initially heavier menstrual periods, but could also lead to having no menstrual periods or problems with fertility.
And how about signs and symptoms of overactive thyroid?
Again, we often can pick this up on routine screening tests where individuals can have mild hyperthyroidism without any symptoms, or they can be very subtle or can be significant, such as feeling anxious and sweaty and hot all the time, losing weight, an inability to sleep, feeling your heart racing. Basically, your body's completely revved up.
How common is thyroid cancer and what are the possible symptoms?
Thyroid cancer is not a common cancer if you look at all cancers, but we do see it regularly. There are over 40,000 people who are diagnosed with thyroid cancer in the United States every year. The good news is thyroid cancer is very treatable. It can be detected either on a physical exam where the physician or provider feels a growth on the thyroid. Sometimes patients notice them as well. But often we're finding these growths on the thyroid on x-ray tests done for other reasons, like a CAT scan or an MRI scan. And so then that nodule needs to be evaluated for thyroid cancer.
Dr. Cornier, thanks for this information about the thyroid gland.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me today.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.